A Wren's Wartime Christmas. The Wrens, Book 2, written by Vicky Beebe and read by Bethan Rose Young.
Excuse me, Miss Treddick, Miss Griffiths.
A man's voice hailed them from a distance as Mary and Iris picked their way cautiously over the icy paving stones. They were returning to the Wrennery after their night watch. Iris paused and glanced over her shoulder. Isn't that the lieutenant who took us to lunch with Dr. Irvin? Mary looked back. I think so. I wonder what he can want. She grinned at Iris. Perhaps you've made a conquest and he's come all the way from the other side of the island to track you down. Iris quelled her with a look. You can stop that right now unless you want a lump of ice down the back of your neck. They waited for the lieutenant to catch them up. When he got closer, she could see it was definitely the man they had met at St. Mary's. She groped for his name. Philip Crowe, that was it. He held a box under one arm that looked like a shoebox, the lid secured with a string. When he caught them up, he greeted them, and after exchanging pleasantries, he said, It's a bit of luck seeing you here. He tapped the box. I was looking for your Wrennery to drop this off for your friend, Miss Hartley. You've saved me a trip. For Sally. Mary took the box and saw it did, indeed, have Sally's name written on it. What is it? A gift from Aldo Vanni. A thank you for the Christmas gifts. Oh, my goodness. You won't get into trouble delivering a parcel from a prisoner. Don't worry, it's all been inspected. Nothing to cause trouble for anyone. Once Philip had taken his leave, Mary gave the box an experimental shake and heard a rattle inside. I wonder what's inside. Only one way to find out. Come on. They raced back to the Wrennery and took the stairs two at a time. They found Sally in their cabin, sitting cross-legged on her freshly made bed, darning a hole in her seaman's jersey. Present for you, Mary said, handing her the box. Sally listened, wide-eyed, as Mary explained where it was from. I hope you didn't go to too much trouble. I never expected anything in return. Hurry up and open it. Iris hovered by Sally's shoulder, tutting with impatience when Sally picked at the knot fastening the parcel, getting nowhere. In the end, she marched to the chest of drawers and rummaged in her drawer for a few seconds before pulling something out and slamming the drawer closed. Here, she said, pressing a penknife with a mother-of-pearl handle into Sally's hand. For goodness sake, cut the string before I explode. I can't do that. It's so wasteful. For once, Mary agreed with Iris. She was burning with curiosity to learn what a prisoner of war could possibly send to a wren. She had to resist the urge to snatch the box from Sally and slice the string herself. It was only by dint of clasping her hands behind her back that she managed to control herself while Sally picked at the knot. At last, the string unravelled, and Sally lifted off the lid. Inside were several pieces of carved wood. Driftwood, Mary guessed, and on the top was a postcard. What does it say? Iris asked. Sally picked up the card. Thank you to my English angel. Merry Christmas, Aldo Vanni.